The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are coming to you live, if you're just joining us, from the Lansdowne Kenmare. We are here as part of News Talk's summer tour. So a little bit later, we're going to get a tour of the town, as it were, with one John Brennan, local hotelier, of course, and host of At Your Service. John is with me now, though, to talk a bit more generally, John, about the hospitality industry.
Yes.
And how well or otherwise it is doing
The moment. I think we've come through a huge, huge upward curve in the last 15 years. And tourism in Ireland has really low double-digit growth nearly on an annual basis over the last number of years. And that can't continue forever. And the world is in a funny place at the moment, as we all know. But from a tourism point of view, no market anywhere in the world is happy, I believe. Okay, people have just pulled back a little bit from the madness of travel following COVID, where we were all dying to get out of a house and go away for five holidays or six holidays a year. So that has had a slight impact on numbers. There's no question about that. But certainly the Wild Atlantic Way and a number of initiatives that Falls Ireland and Tourism Ireland have put in recent years has rejuvenated the attractiveness of Ireland. And that particular route, the Wild Atlantic route, particularly here for Kenmare, has been a phenomenal success, where you have Europeans coming on motorbikes and on touring, and they're doing the whole 2,500-kilometre route up and down the country and enjoying it. That brings business to the far reaches of rural Ireland, which only has tourism to survive on 12 months of the year.
But, you know, if business plans are being put together and people are looking at projections, your suggestion would be don't look at that low double-digit growth for the last 10 years expect the same for the next 10.
No. And also it's important that we rejuvenate the product, because you cannot sell the same thing every time. So when you go to Tourism Ireland in New York or wherever it would be in their offices, you can't bring the same story with you year after year after year. And Francis has been on the road selling tourism for 40 years. And that story has changed multiple times over that period. And I think certainly after Celtic Tiger, where we've seen a huge development of, uninteresting modular hotels with a bathroom on the left, wardrobe on the right, double bed, little small round table and an armchair in the corner. Ticks every box, okay, for the grading system, but doesn't bring much personality to it. And as we'll see when we go for our walk later, personality drives tourism. And in a town of the nature of Kenmare, where it's filled with those type of shops, which are owner-led, that's an attractiveness in itself. And we need to rethink what tourism is in Ireland, what is the product that we're selling, and to make sure that is it attractive to the main market, which is America. They're the market that spends money.
That continue to be, despite the need to rejuvenate the product or reimagine the product, the target audience is still the same in your mind, is it?
I'm 40 years in tourism. And there's this great thing that's talked about every now and again called emerging markets. I have never seen a market emerge in all my life.
They're still emerging. They're like the Cork hurlers.
Yeah, they're slow birth. it'll arrive at some stage. It comes in small amounts, okay? And we can talk about the Chinese market, you can talk about the Indian market, the Brazilians, whatever the case would be. They're small. At the end of the day, the backbone of Irish tourism in traditionally has been America, and number two being Irish. Domestic market is hugely important. And then after that, then you can go to England, you can go to France, you can go to Germany, wherever else. It's small numbers compared to, and for the spend per head, it's small. So you fish where the fish are. And certainly the American connection with Ireland has always been very, very strong. I think we've 19 flights a day from North America into Ireland, which is phenomenal. Small little country off the west coast of Europe, having 19 direct flights on a daily basis. So that gives us access to a market, which is very, very important. And Ryan there has done the exact same thing for Tourism Ireland out of Europe to rural areas where we would never have been able to get to sell only for Ryanair. So those two things combined, absolutely 100%, gives us our business. But the one that spends the money most on the ground, there's no question, it's America.
And the inflationary pressures that would have been felt by the industry, like every other industry over the last couple of years, have they begun to abate?
No, okay. By no means. And I think it's very, very important from a tourism point of view to always view that in light of our competitors. So while we think our wages are low in Ireland, and there's talk about living wage and all of that, that bounced against the living wage in Spain or in Italy. It's very easy to go to those markets and have a very cheap holiday because wages are probably 60% of what they are here. That 40% is a huge amount to be taken off the sandwich, the pint and all those other things. So we cannot have a high cost of living and a cheap tourism product. It just doesn't go hand in hand. So the only way to go is quality. And that's why I say the packaging of Ireland and the selling of Ireland, it's very sensitive at the minute to get that right, because our product development, excluding a number, a handful of properties in recent years, has mainly been driven by Celtic Tiger. And we ended up with all these modular bedrooms, which are uninteresting to sell and difficult for Tourism Ireland to get meaningful business into them in rural areas. But that's the challenge.
How much did increased input costs, be it energy, labour, supplies, everything and more, eat into margins over the last couple of years?
Hugely. We're sitting in a hotel here at the top of Main Street in Kenmare, and the rates has tripled in the last year. Like, it is fun. That is a huge, huge cost to put on the shoulders of a business as independent as this business is here. 40% of our wages in the industry generally goes to wages. Okay, so wages is the big one. Okay, and there is it's difficult because we live in a country that has a high cost of living, and you cannot pay low wages. People will say the wages are low, minimum wage. It is a minimum wage, but it's a minimum wage set in our world, which we're in tourism, against other minimum wages across Europe. And I think we're the third highest. So when we're looking at a rural destination like Ireland on the West Coast, we have to be very conscious of the costs of the business. And there's been huge costs put on business. There's the 4-day sick pay compulsory year. There's pensions contributions coming down the line. All of that has to come off a business.
Yeah.
And only one person pays for it at the end of the day, and that's the customer. Like, no one else is going to give the business money unless the customer spends money, and the cost of that has to be high. So it is a very delicate balancing act to get that right. We do live in a country that people deserve to get very well paid, because it's a very expensive country to live in. But we also have to realise a lot of the business based on the West Coast, particularly of Ireland, is based on tourism. And they look at what the holiday is going to cost in this jurisdiction versus others, and our cost base is much higher.
Well, one of the first things that kind of Simon Harris acknowledged or announced once he took over as Taoiseach was a delay in rolling out some of these measures that would increase the cost.
Yes.
That was kind of a welcome acknowledgement at last, that maybe it was all happening a bit too much too quickly.
Yeah, we're still sitting in a building that the rates have tripled.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Okay.
And that has to be paid next week. So that's a real cost. Like, we can talk about insurance, we can talk about all sorts of different costs, energy costs, all these things. Properties can manage all of those things. They cannot manage costs inflicted on them that are givens, which is rates. Yeah. They can't manage that. That check just has to be written. No matter what they do, no matter how many people walk through this front door tomorrow, they're going to have to pay those rates. So if your wages, you can manage that because you can employ people when you're busy and you don't have as many people there when it's quiet and so on and so forth. You can manage your energy, you can manage your water, you can manage all of those things. But it's those inflicted costs, like the 4 days sick pay, the rates, the compulsory pension, all of those things come off the bottom line of a business. And despite people who may not have ever set up a business on their own, that bottom line is like a wage to the person who owns that business. Those people, self-employed people, are the last people to be paid in every business. Everyone else gets paid before they get paid. So if that bottom line going down, the heart goes out with the adrenaline flows and the businesses close. And we've seen quite a number of examples of that throughout the country.
Well, I was going to ask, will we see more of it? I mean, if we kind of combine the two points generally we've made, that you've had this increased input costs and they're not going anywhere. And as you say, we can't expect the same double-digit growth in numbers, in tourism numbers, or in kind of spend over the next 10 or 15 years. Is there a point where kind of one line intersects the other?
There is. And the lower that line, the better for the business in the long run. But we're being pushed with a higher, that's going up all the time. Mm. And that's the difficulty in it.
What could the government do in the upcoming budget?
Well, there's a whole host of things, but there's very little they can do because the cost of living is so high.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I have a person who I want to give a job to. They're working in Bray at the minute. They want to relocate to Kenmare. They cannot get a house.
Yeah.
Just can't get a house. Now, is that the government's fault? It's very hard to know what they can do with one budget to adjust that. But there's even if they do come to Kenmare, the cost of renting that house will probably not far off what they were paying in Bray.
Really? Is it that expensive to rent here?
The houses aren't here.
Yeah.
The market isn't available.
Yeah.
So
You can talk about the VAT, okay? I have a particular view on the VAT which isn't reflected in the industry, okay? I have no problem paying VAT once I have business that I can make money out of. The difficulty with the VAT rate going to 13.5% when everyone said, oh, it should go back to 13.5%. All our competitors are at 10 in Europe.
Yeah.
So why are we 13.5% when we're on the west coast of Europe on a little island that people have to incur extremely expensive flights to get here and then rent a car and then holiday at a high cost base? And we're trying to attract people to this area and they say, well, it has to go back to 13.5% because it was always 13.5%. It's 10% our competitors are at throughout Europe. So we're penalised 3.5%, which is a woeful amount of money. But I never mind paying the 13.5% because we had good business.
Yeah.
But the difficulty is now we've been inflicted with a whole host of other things that just the margin is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Like, for instance, you had breakfast, I assume, here this morning.
Yes.
You didn't consider the price of Fairy Liquid when you were having that breakfast.
I certainly didn't.
No, did not. I didn't even pick my breakfast.
No. You know, I asked them what would they recommend.
You were given it,
yeah, it was lovely. Peanut butter and banana and sourdough.
Okay. Fairy Liquid. 2 years ago, it was €24 for two drums of commercial size packaging, right? This year, it's €16 for one.
Wow, okay.
Now, you know nothing about that.
No.
But the business knows all about that.
Mm.
And that's every single thing across the board. Like people say, oh, we went to such and such a restaurant, it was very expensive. It has to be expensive. I went to a butcher's the other day and I bought fillet beef from three of us for dinner at home and it was €43. You cannot serve good food unless you buy good food. And good food is expensive because the farmers need to be paid as well.
Yeah.
So it's a vicious circle that we have that we find ourselves in, which I don't think we have seen food inflation in the previous 15 years like we've seen in the last two or three years.
Yeah.
And that has put a pressure on everything. Now, if you're the farmer and you're providing and you're raising the lamb, I have a very good story, a girl... it works for us. She's only 17 years of age, but fair play to her mother and father and getting her into business anyway. She's four or five lambs and she was going to the auction the other day.
Yeah.
At the, what do you call it? The auction. March, exactly. Good man yourself. And you a city boy. Anyway, and she went anyway. And like she got €800 for the cattle she was selling ahead. And I said, how much did you buy them for? She said €300. But like she'd spent another €300 over 2 years between vet's fees and food. So she had €200 at the end of it, which at the end of it wasn't an awful lot of money for 2 years' work looking after them. And that could go wrong. Anything could inflict.
Yeah, they all survived.
Exactly.
A couple of them
died and weren't too sick.
Yeah.
So they have to be paid for that, and they haven't seen increased costs of any major significant or any payment for their produce in the last 15 years. So that all puts pressure. It's just it's a vicious circle that goes around. But we are at the high point of the costs compared to our competitors. Not compared to living in Ireland, okay, I'm not going to defend the try to justify the wages because they're required in the market we live in. But the cost of living in the market we live in is at such a level compared to our competitors is beginning to make our product expensive.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk a bit about that product from a more kind of Kenmare-focused point of view and what is working well. And we're going to get a sense of the town. We're going to take a walk around us about the... everything about the shape of the town, I understand you want to talk about as well. Triangles.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, I certainly wasn't. So I look forward to that, John, a little bit later. That's coming up after 6 o'clock. John Brennan, hotelier and host of At Your Service. John, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.